at you live. What's happening, everybody? Well, it looks like there's trouble in the Middle East. That doesn't sound right. Is that right? Looks like the Israelis don't like the Palestinians, and the Palestinians are not very fond of the Israelis. I'm not sure which side I'm on this one. I don't think I like either side. I mean, I've never been a big fan. A lot of people know that my feeling of the Jews and the Palestinians, are they? I'm going to stay out of this one. I'm going to let them fight it out. Well, I work with this kid. He's 18 years old. He's going to get married. Gave me an invitation to his wedding. He's going to get married. He's 18. And congratulations to him and Lindsay. I just wanted to say it on the show. Marriage is a great idea for you two teenagers. It's great. He was asking me, hey, what are the best things that are going to happen to me after I get married, you know? All the stuff that's great about being married, it's great. Everything is great. You're doing the right thing. Marriage is the best thing that could ever happen to a teenager. First of all, the best thing probably is the increase in the amount of sex that you're going to have.
Yes, queen.
Once you get married, get ready for tons of sex. I mean, it's probably going to triple, I would say. About triple. So prepare yourself for that. Get ready for a lot more sex.
Oh, shit.
And you'll never fight. I don't know why. Once you get married, you know, the things you used to fight about occasionally, once you're married and you're on top of each other 24 hours a day, it's fine. You're not going to fight because you're married now. And it helps that because you're so in love. And you'll always, you know, you're going to always see the other person's point of view, it seems like, because you're married. And the money is never an issue. You're never going to fight over money or what money should be spent on because you're married and you're happily married and you're teenagers. It's great. You're not going to change. Nothing ever changes.
This is the worst fucking day.
You're going to see eye to eye on how all the money is spent. And, you know, the easiest thing that you can do and the best thing you can do is have children right away. Kids are going to help you guys. Talk about easy. Raising children is easy. I mean, they help. Little babies. A lot of people say they're a lot of work. They're not work. That's a goddamn gift from God. Not hard. Have as many kids as you can. Keep them coming. Because it gets easier with every child. These are just some of the things that are great about marriage. You're not going to have any problems. And get it done early when you're a teenager. That's a great idea. You know, your wife's always going to listen to you because you're her husband. You're the man of the house. She's going to be in subjection to you. I mean, I think that's in the Bible. So, I mean, you know, not only are you marrying her, but you're also marrying her family, her great family. So you're marrying into a great family and you're going to have no problem with that. And if you ever do have any quarrels or any spats, any arguments, the best thing to do is just compare her to any other girlfriends that you've had in the past, or she can compare you to her old boyfriends and what they did and how great they were and whatnot. Maybe she's never been treated this way. Whatever. It's always good to bring up the past. Always bring up the past. That helps your marriage. Anyway, congratulations, Justin and Lindsay, on a long, prosperous marriage. What else is happening? Hey, let's do a little segment of guys I can't hang out with. Guys I can't hang out with. Guys who want to redo a high five. When the first one wasn't good enough, you know, they go in for the high five. It didn't quite land.
Come on, man.
And then they go, and then they lift up their hand again to redo the high five. Because you didn't hit them square. Didn't quite land the high five, so they want to give it another shot. They didn't get the pop. They let, you know, some people like to hear that pop or that snap, and they didn't get it. So they're trying to redo the high five. First of all, doing a high five at all is very childish. I mean, honestly, can you grow the fuck up? The high fives.
Winning.
Whenever somebody offers me a high five or goes in for a high five, I'm thinking, are we really doing this? You know, I'm very not great at the high five. I'm not great at them. I don't like to do them.
I did not know that. You know,
how hard do I hit back? Do I, you know, do I just tap the hand? Do I go in for a little slap or a little tap? Or do I go for the hard clasp? Some people like that loud smack. And they're not satisfied unless they get the hard smack. These people are babies.
You piece of shit.
But, you know, when I go in for high five, I don't want to seem too overly into it. But at the same time, I don't want to be disrespectful. It's a whole thing. You know, I'm all up in my head, you know. And to what end? For what are we doing this for?
Dude, are you gay?
What are we doing it for? I just don't understand the high five. What are we, football players? What, did we just get a first down? What are we doing? I don't like the high five. Never have.
Surprise, motherfucker.
In my whole life, I've never initiated a high five. And I never will, because I'm an adult. High five is something you do to a, maybe to a child or a special needs person. Sure, they can, you can high five them. Hey, you want to bond with a special needs person or any child under 12? By all means, high five. That's totally acceptable. They freak me out. What are you trying to do? And just redoing the high five is just insane. It's insane. We're not going to redo the high five. I'm going to start saying that. If I just give you a little bit of fingers on the palm, we're not going to redo the high five. Okay? Sorry. I don't redo high fives. I don't redo high fives. I went in for it. I obliged you with the high five. I am not going to redo the high five. Sorry. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. And the person who initiates the high five, they're showing higher value. They think they're better than you. They're showing dominance. They're saying, nice job, dummy. That's what a high five says. Here, you did it. Nice job, dummy. You did something worthwhile. Very good. Good boy. It's definitely a put down to the person who has to give the high five. You're putting them on their heels. And, you know, that's probably enough talk about high five. That's enough high five talk. I have no more feelings about that. But, grow up. Let's see. What else? You know, I've always wanted to work at an ice cream cone shop. That'd be fun. You think? Kind of fun.
Why the fuck would you do kind of
hard to make those cones, though. I mean, I don't know how they make... Is there a training video, you think, for those cones? How do they make those... You know, they gotta do the dips and the dip and then the swirly top. It's pretty cool shit. Let's see if I can get a job at a ice cream shop, huh?
May I help you?
Yeah. Are you doing hiring right now?
Hold on one second.
Are we still hiring?
Yes, you can put an application in. You can either do it in the store or online.
Well, that's fine. But are you the manager?
No, I'm not.
Well, I got to clear something up. Could you get her, please? I have some issues.
Okay, sure. Hello?
Hi, how do I apply?
Hi. So we have paper copies in the store that you can come in and fill out. Otherwise, I don't think... We used to have it Indeed, but I'm not sure if that's updated right now. So,
all right, let me be honest with you here. I'm having a hard... I'm working fast food now, and I want as many hours as I can get. I mean, I love to work, but I'm having a problem... I'm being disrespected. I feel like I'm being disrespected at work on a daily basis. And before I fill out an application, I want to make sure it's not that kind of environment for me because I'm being mocked at work. So I identify as they, them, for my pronouns. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I'm not. You'd have to... So
I identify as they, them, that's my pronouns. And the problem is I'm having a big problem at work because I'm being mocked. They're making fun of me. It's a big thing. And they're, you know, I want to make sure if I move to a different location, I'm not going to be, this harassment isn't going to keep happening because.
I would never let anybody harass you or bully you. No, we don't take that type of, we don't take that
here. Yeah. See, I don't mind a little bit of... I don't mind if they rib me a little bit and stuff, but it's getting to be, you know, I'm getting disrespected.
But I'm going to tell you that these are teenagers. Most of our employees are teenagers.
Okay? Yeah.
But our management is 23 and plus.
That's the problem I keep running into is these kids, and they make fun of me and they mock me and stuff. And it's like,
but
you know...
We have never, you know, let our employees discriminate each other or bully each other. No, that doesn't fly here.
Right. Do you have anyone who identifies as they, them? It's just, I'm just kind of picky with it.
Not specifically here. We just hired somebody I don't know their preference, but I can't just say what their preference is. But we've had people in the past that are, you know, bisexual, gay.
Well, no, I'm not gay. That's just how I identify, for pronouns. That's all. I'm not gay. It's just my pronouns are they and them.
That shouldn't even apply to how you are as a worker.
Right.
In my opinion. You know, that has nothing to do with anything.
And it's just been a lot because these people, they make fun of me. They'll put stuff on my car and whatnot.
Oh, no. That's not acceptable. No.
Okay. Well, I just want to make sure before I apply. How do I apply? You said a paper?
It'd be best for you to come in the store and get a paper copy. Because, like I said, I'm not sure if our Indeed is updated like that anymore for people to apply. So, just so I know that you actually get it in, I'd prefer you to come inside and file an application.
Okay. The only thing that makes me nervous is that, I'm very good with the fast food. It's just making those damn cones.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's...
I mean, I'm afraid to make an ice cream cone. I mean, how do you even... Is there like a training video? Make me very nervous to even think about that.
You know, it'll be like training. You're not going to just jump right into it.
Okay, because I want as many hours as I can get. I'm working 40 plus now, and it's fine. I'll work.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. We need people who want hours.
Okay, I'm so nervous about those cones, but I guess I'll trust that it's not that difficult.
No, it's very easy. It's the more you learn how to do it, the more you'll get into it. So it'll be like nothing.
Okay. Well, what's your name?
Brushing your teeth every day. My name is Madison.
Okay. Thanks, Madison. I'm gonna get on this. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
And that reminds me of a new segment on the show. What's new with Demi Lovato?
Hi, everybody. It's me.
Demi Lovato's back in the news. That dumb, attention-seeking cunt is back in the celebrity news. Her latest video went viral. She says now that she's non-binary, and we're supposed to care, okay? All right, pop star from 10 years ago. She wants her pronouns. She's no longer going to be a she or a her. She wants to be referred to as they or them. I really love the they and them people.
Who cares?
They demand to be referred to as they or them in the third person. They expect people to care enough about what they want to be referred to when they're not around. So funny. So great. I love these people. Imagine the amount of self-esteem it would take to tell people how to refer to you when you're not around in the third person. Call me they or call me them. They're struggling with their sexuality and they want you to be part of it. You be part of it. Call me they. Call me them. I'm so special that I'm not a he or a she. I'm they. You know, I'm everybody. Call me everybody. When I'm not around, just call me everyone. Could you do that, please? I'm everybody. Sexually speaking, I identify as everybody. That's just who I am. That's my truth. I want to go to work and tell the guys at work, hey, when you refer to me, when I'm not around, refer to me as they or them. Okay? Make good and sure you call me they or them, not he. I'm not a he or a him. I'm they, my sexuality. I want you guys to take on my sexual confusion. Would you do that for me? Thank you. Thanks, guys. You know, just suspend the laws of grammar. I mean, isn't this going to be a little confusing? Hey, where'd Demi Lovato go? Oh, they left. They just left. Well, who was with her? No, Demi left. They just left. Well, I mean, who was with her? It was just them. Just them? Who was with her? You know, this whole thing, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's not practical. It becomes a who's on first thing. How much attention do you need? You know, say what you want about Demi Lovato. I love her. And I love her voice. Her. I meant them. I meant they. They're. They. They. They are a good singer. Okay, say what you want about Demi Lovato, but they are a good singer. You should hear them sing. I mean, it's going to take some getting used to, man. This is tough. I wish them the best. All right, let's play the clip of her talking. That's fun.
I want to take this moment to share something very personal with you.
God, can you feel the ego on this bitch? Can you feel it?
Over the past year and a half, I've been doing some healing and self-reflective work.
Really?
And through this work, I've had the revelation that I identify as non-binary. With that said, I'll officially be changing my pronouns to they, them.
That's awesome. Isn't that great?
I feel that this best represents the fluidity I feel in my gender expression and allows me to feel most authentic and true to the person I both know I am.
Wait, person. She just said person. You're not a person. You're people. Remember? You're they or you're them. And she's already fucking it up. She's too stupid to pull this off. You're not a person, Demi. You're people. You're they. You want us to call you they and them, right? So you're not a person. You're people. You're multiple people. Right? You're multiple people? I mean, Demi, if you want us to do it, you have to do it correctly. I mean, what am I talking about? Who cares?